Star 94.1, and we welcome the Singletons. How are you guys?
Good.
Tell us about the Singletons. You are a family group. Let everybody know about the Singletons.
Well, hi, my name is Camilla, and we are family group. We're all family. It's three of us in the group that are siblings, and we're the members of a 12-sibling family, and my father's name is Bishop Singleton, and that's where we kept our name from. And the three of us that are sisters, my second oldest sister, three of her children are in the group, and my oldest brother's son is in the group. So we're their aunties, and they're our nieces and nephews and their cousins, so we're all one big family.
When you guys started out in the 90s, did you think that you would be where you are now?
No. It ain't up to God that kept us and brought us where we are today.
Oh, my goodness. We never imagined it. You know, it's so weird how we just, it really, what happened with us, it was really nothing but God. It was like timing, you know, because we've always sung and stuff in different entities. But, you know, it was just
the praise team and the choir.
Choirs and then just doing a lot of different things. You know how that is when you're big singing family. But, you know, when we landed this record deal in 2000 with Fred Hammond, you know, it was just like, it really was handed to us, and it's just really a blessing, and it was just nothing but God.
Unexpected.
We weren't even expecting it.
Speaking of Fred Hammond, tell us about Fred Hammond and working with Fred Hammond.
Working with Fred Hammond, first of all, the man is a sheer genius. He's a musical genius. The way he puts things together, you know, orchestrates with his production, I mean, it's just so phenomenal working with him. And he's working with him, you know, he just kind of invites us with open arms. And he's not like the type of person that won't let you be creative in the process of you working with your songs and stuff like that. So on this album, we did get a chance to really collaborate with him and come up with some good song concepts and stuff like that. So it was a real good thing working with Fred. But
my business.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my business.
What's the difference between this album and Pour Out Your Holy Spirit?
Oh,
I was just listening to that. The difference, I think, the biggest difference that has taken place for us as the Singletons is the spiritual growth change that is taking place and experience physically from things that we've been through. God has brought us through naturally and spiritually. I think that's the biggest thing that has changed for us. We've learned so much, and I believe God is still teaching us a lot every day, and we're learning to try and make sure that what we have our hands open to receive, we're still giving away to receive this, I mean, giving away to someone else as a blessing, because this ministry is about ministry, which a lot of people completely forget about. You know what I mean? A lot of people want to be in the fame and the fortune, and they want this and that, but they don't understand that it's not about them. It's about God, period.
You know, I heard a lot of people say we were created to worship God. Mm-hmm. Is there any truth in that?
Oh.
This is Ryan again. There's so much truth in that. When you think about the elements, the stars, the moon, the constellations, how everything is put together so wonderfully by the workmanship of God, and how they, you know, testify to his glory and they give praise to God. But when you look at the individuals, human beings, you know, we're created to worship him or have a relationship with him. So, you know, what I would say to the people out there, if ever you find yourself lost in your purpose, remember that you were created to have a relationship or worship God, our Father, and that's the most important thing, and that should keep anybody grounded and keep anybody focused on life.
We're talking to the Singletons. Let me ask the Singletons, what goes into finding a title for a project?
Oh, my goodness.
Sackcloth.
I think this is Camilla again. I think it's really, really difficult, you know, finding a topic for your album and what it should be called and all that type of stuff, because, you know, you can come across a lot of different songs. Usually writers and musicians and singers usually try to, when they do a project, they try to come up with a name that is somewhere in the concept of the album. You know what I'm saying? So mostly you try to project, either sometimes it's coming out of a phone that's on the album. You know, that's mostly where it comes from. But, you know, some things are just, you know, God gives you before you even write the album. You base the album upon that. So it can come from different creative areas.
Right.
But our album, you know, was Pour Out Your Holy Spirit, the first album, which was a good name. We our first single was Pour Out Your Holy Spirit, so we named the album Pour Out Your Holy Spirit because people knew us from that single. Second CD, Created to Worship You, that was just such an anointed and powerful song that how God gave that to us. You know, actually Ryan was, you know, instrumental in the conception of that song, how God gave him that, you know, Fred had the beat and he, you know, came up with God was the one that we were created to worship. So, and we just kept that name because that's really what we were here to do, create. We were created to worship God.
We wanted that. That's what we wanted for the album, Created to Worship.
Oh,
you know, what happened was, you know, and then, you know, you deal with record companies and other things like that. They kind of went a different way with Better Than That, which still is representing, because no matter what you can think of, no matter, you know what I mean, what you have, nothing is better than the love of Jesus, period.
That's right.
And that became a great title for us as artists and being in the ministry, period.
So what they're trying to say is that the name of the album was going to be, it almost was,
Created worship, because that was the passion of it.
But we ended up going another direction. But it all worked out.
It is better than that.
No question. What are some songs on the project that you guys like? I know you like every song, but what's some songs that sort of stick out?
I think we all kind of, in different ways, like every song.
Mm-hmm.
Created to Worship You most definitely was one of the biggest songs, I think, for a lot of us, mm-hmm. because it was one of our first songs that we had written. And it just ministers to me every, and I think each and every one of us, every time we listen to that song, just because of the essence of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Created to Worship is a statement. It's something, it's an action. You know what I mean? And we're trying to make sure we put that into action. I don't know about any other.
One of my favorite songs was Lord, You're Worthy to be Praised.
Oh, yeah.
When we first did the song, like, now this sounds like it's going to be a nice song. But when we got done with all the lead vocals and Fred sung, you know, he started his leads on there. And the rest of the Singletons put their leads. Camilla put her lead on there. And my Aunt Andrea, when we all came together, and when I heard the finished product, it kind of grew on me. And that's one of the strongest.
Right.
And Dancing Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot.
That's just a good thing. I just love the whole CD.
Yeah.
It's just really, every song speaks to some situation, some circumstance. It can be something for each day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we try to write from the passion of worship.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because we are really a glorified praise team.
Right.
We're family. But we're here because this is our mission. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. That brings me to my next question. How would you categorize your music, or is it in a category?
Oh, man. Some people try and put us in.
How about?
This is Alfred again. Some people try and put us in a contemporary feel or genre, but I believe our ministry is a lot broader. And you'll see that even more as we do upcoming albums and other things like that. And I believe we're not just contemporary, but we can be traditional.
Mm-hmm.
We can be, you know what I mean, urban, if you want to hear
mm-hmm.
gospel, you know what I mean, whatever, or CCM market,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we do, in each and every one, especially when we get into our worship, I think we can really reach the CCM market as much as well. And the Lord is really just blessing us to try and be be diverse, but be, you know, about Him.
That's it.
When it comes to writing, because you guys mentioned writing your music, is there a secret closet you go into? Do you guys get together? Maybe somebody says, let's go over to Camilla's house and let's write here. Or is there a favorite place you like to be when you are writing?